When the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Hello, my fellow tax slave. How's it going in Slavelandia today? You know, that quote from one of our founding fathers, when the people fear the government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. That's not true. Without exception, all governments fear the people. All of them. Now, Kim Jong-dong over on in North Korea, he fears the people. Why do you think he oppresses them? China, they fear the people. Why do you think they oppress them? Pick a country. Even the most free country. Talk about censorship, talk about FBI raids, talk about SWATs, talk about the war on drugs, talk about rule, regulation, all that. The government fears the people, but that's why they oppress them. You have to beat them down. You have to get them to comply. Look at the Netherlands. The Netherlands government, what did they do to the farmers when the farmers were are still protesting? They come out there with water cannons. They come out there with armored popo and tear gas and everything else. How many times have we seen that in the United States? Remember the civil rights movement? Man, they'd sick the dogs on them and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, the government fears the people. Government always fears the people because the people are the threat against government. Government seeks to grow no matter what. Why has the government stepped up security at every facility? Why are they promoting this thing about right-wing extremists and domestic terrorists and that kind of thing? Why do you think that is? You have a better chance of getting hit by lightning, maybe even twice in your lifetime, than getting killed by a damn terrorist. That's a known statistic. So it ain't the damn Muslims they're afraid of. It's we, the people. That's who they're always afraid of. We are the terrorists, don't you see? Those of us that do not submit to mandates, those of us who do not remain silent, those of us who speak the truth to power, those of us that stand up, those of us that speak out at the county council or on YouTube or Rumble or wherever it may be, or Twitter, those are the people they're coming after. The reason all governments fear the people is simple. Government is a fictional being created from the imagination of men. It's a delusion. We created eternal life, a God, in our own image. They say government is a reflection of the people, but I beg to differ. I think the people are a reflection of their government. Every government, pick your flavor, seeks to grow. Just as every being, real, live, human, animal, being, plant on earth seeks to grow. Every government wants to control its own affairs, just as with you and I. But its affairs are ours. So government will continue to grow, will continue to encroach. The chains of the Constitution did not even come close to slowing it down, much less stopping it. You see it all across every county, every state, every commonwealth, every territory, every country on earth. Government is anti-human. And unfortunately, that's what we got to live with. So we need to chain it down, put the chains back on it. That's a hard thing to do. Most of the time this comes in a violent revolution. Or as in the old Soviet Union, they just it couldn't function anymore. That's what central planning does. Oh, they had some beautiful parks and all, beautiful swimming complexes and all, but they could not maintain what they had. And that's where we're headed. Along with cultural Marxism in the schools and the education system has been infiltrated and designed to give, to provide people with no education just to be nice little widgets in the machine. And then those people get elected to office and they're going to do the greater good because they've been trained in collectivism through the government because the beast must grow. So what is the answer? And the answer is to cut the government down to size and take responsibility for yourself. Government is not your daddy. Government is a murderer, a thief, and a liar. There's something else to think about. Till next time, peace.